Escuela Verde screams green. In front of the former factory building on Mineral Street, raised beds await planting of vegetables and flowers. They're flanked by student-constructed benches. Their design inspired by famous conservationist Aldo Leopold. A student artfully etched the words "Enjoy Nature" on one of them. Inside, your eyes and ears experience a cacophony of color and conversation. The walls are painted lime green. Students, 7th to 12th graders, are gradually making their way to chairs and couches that occupy the heart of the space. Every inch is made use of. A sound studio and woodworking station in one corner. Lettuces flourish under growing lights in another. Recycling and repurposing run through Escuela Verde's core.
Hi, I'm Joey Zocker.
Joey Zocker is one of four school advisors. No principal with subordinate faculty structure here.
We each have between 16 and 18 students. We share teaching duty and administrative duty.
Zocker taught at Milwaukee Public Schools for over a decade, then ran a local environmental education center before she helped found Escuela Verde. In her spare time, Zocker is working on a PhD in urban education.
So right now we're settling in, and I'll actually go over there because this is our advisory time.
The charter school runs year-round and is broken up into 8 blocks called ochos. Students choose projects they're interested in that also fulfill standard requirements such as math and science. Student Andrea Alvarez is about to test the strength and color of 3 chunky sticks of chalk she made. The 8th grader says her advisor helped her brainstorm the science project.
I did some research, it turns out. It's pretty cool. These are the chalk that I made.
They're beautiful colors.
Thank you.
So what you used to get that color?
I actually used watercolor. We used red, purple, and pink to do this. And it turned out I got a really vibrant color, and hopefully it works.
Alvarez also hopes she can rekindle her childhood interest in science.
I'm trying to get interested in it. I used to be when I was a child, but I kind of gave it up. Because in this school, you have to be really involved. So, I was like, I'm going to try my best to be interested in science and find things that I like that I can get credit for.
She says Escuela Verde appealed to her because it's welcoming.
I can tell some staff my problems and everything, and they'll help me, and I know they can help me. And plus, I had a lot of issues with stress and stuff like that. So I know they're there for me, so I feel comfortable here.
Jalen Corpella is experiencing a bit of stress at the moment. He's in a race against the clock to complete his chosen topic, the Eiffel Tower. If he fails, he'll come out of this ocho with 0 credit. He takes a short break to answer the question.
I wondered how you decided the Eiffel Tower was what you wanted to investigate.
I just really needed credit for world history, so I chose the Eiffel Tower basically pulling something out of a hat. It's just random.
Advisor Joey Zocker acknowledges students need time to adjust to the school's project-based approach.
Because it's a different learning style, and it's different for parents. We don't give grades. They're doing projects. It's a transition into understanding what we're really getting at here, which is not just academic.
She says the charter school's environment and structure are designed to help nurture whole people. Seniors spend a goodly portion of their final year on a thesis. Zocker says it's intended to blend students' individual passion with what they've gleaned at Escuela Verde.
We have a student who felt like there wasn't enough positive hip-hop artists to influence the youth. So he is writing, and he's going in the studio next week to record this hip-hop album on sustainability themes that our school focuses on.
This is a taste of senior Jean Tate's composition. Escuela Verde has plans to move to a building with twice the space above the Menominee Valley. Zocker says they're bursting at the seams here, and a growing list of students are waiting to enroll.
We have 70 students now. We want to grow to 100, and that's where we would cap it because we feel like that's a tipping point where we want every teacher to know every student.
You might be curious about how 8th grader Andrea Alvarez's chalk-making experiment turned out. She reports encouraging results and that she's already come up with ways to tweak her next batch. Alvarez's interest in science seems to be rekindling. I'm Susan Benz, 89.7, WUWM. Nobody
you recovers unless you switch sides and everybody's your brother from another mother, but the father is time. Your sisters and your brothers are your partners in crime. We all sisters and brothers. If you think it systematically, we all raising each other in one way or another. Be smooth, slowly moving on our visions. We never take a day off. We about our business. We trying to make this a better place for kids to live in. We making music that's not abusing. Whoever's listening gotta be smooth, slowly moving on our visions. We never take a day off. We about our business. We trying to make this a better place for kids to live in. We making music that's not abusing. Whoever's listening gotta be smooth. The youth are the root of our solution. Praise them, raise them, amazing. Product of environment. I am the result of a generation drift off. Is it my fault? I ain't getting pissed off. I ain't have a choice as a child, but now I have the voice to empower. The future's in our hands. The sand in the hourglass passes. Used to skip class, now I'm teaching to the masses. Peeking through your glasses, I see where you're coming from. You're either riding on a bus or getting thrown under one. As quick as lightning, but wait until the thunder comes. Cold-hearted soul, so imagine when the summer sun beams through the clouds and hits them in their chest. They notice how every move they make has an effect. We care about your past, but more about what's next. You can be the global mentor for kids in Quebec, or meet a global mentor that lives in Quebec. Give your respect for his intellect. If you practicing hate, well now's the time to stop it. Knowledge is the power, so acknowledge I'm the prophet. We all can learn a little if we take the time to listen. Serve to unite on a worldwide mission. Slowly moving on our visions. We never take a day off. We about our business. We trying to make this a better place for kids to live in. We making music that's not abusing. Whoever's listening gotta be smooth. Slowly moving on our visions. We never take a day off. We about our business. We trying to make this a better place for kids to live in. We making music that's not abusing. Whoever's listening gotta be smooth. The only thing that's missing is faith and dedication. The absence of those got the whole world waiting. The only thing I ask is for y'all to be patient. Trust me, I'm a doctor that always tends to his patients. They got you brainwashed, the radio's the problem. It got you thinking that sex and drugs is the only answer. My counter-argument is action for distractions. I'ma empower the people with my activism. Rapping be smooth, showing proof, put your city on the map. They'll try to break you down, but don't fall into the trap. Serve to unite, three words that might change the world overnight. Yeah, we gotta make it right. Be smooth, slowly moving on our visions. We never take a day off, we about our business. We trying to make this a better place for kids to live in. We making music that's not abusing. Whoever's listening gotta be smooth, slowly moving on our visions.